It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day. Good morning to you. It is a Monday. It is the 29th of the month already. Yeah. They told me today when I picked up my drink at Maverick that the summer price goes away here in a couple of days. Tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow's the last day you can get it for 96 cents. Because they call it 100 days of summer. And I said to the lady, Maverick does not know what the summer is in Bullhead City because it continues for another month here. We're going to be about 91 today on the river. No signs of rain today. We had our fair share over the weekend. And this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. Tuna, they call me. And we're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And did you catch the number in the intro? You should write that down. You might want to call sometime. 234-343-1065. And now we have a text line. This is good for all three live local programs. Common Ground, which is on tomorrow. Speak Out, which is on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Speak Out 2.0, which is Monday and Friday. And so if you want to text any of the programs, you can do that at 928-727-5566. And in our studio today, our guest, the Bullhead City Fire Chief, Justin Flemmer. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Good. I've known Justin for, how long? 41 years?
42.
42 years.
42, actually, yeah.
Yeah, 42 years. He used to, when he was a teenager, he used to come in and help with the toy program, line them all up and get them all organized. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that it was. Yeah, that's. We'll get to that later in the programming. That's coming back around like every year, right? Comes around started in 1983. So
I've got it on my list.
Happy to have it. So, yeah, again, like Larry said, my name is Justin Flemmer. I was born here in Bullhead City. My dad actually started working for Bullhead Fire in 1978.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, even before that, my uncle Larry Adams here, he was the last volunteer fire chief we had. He served from 71 to 89. At that point, the decision was made to move to a 5-person board and hire a career fire chief. And so we did that. And that sunset at Uncle Larry's tenure. And then my dad stayed till 2003.
Yeah.
And so my dad was here until 2003.
Good to see him last week. He was here last
week. We did, yeah. He was in last week, historic pinning for us. I'm sure we'll get to that as well.
I have it.
But, yeah, so I left out of here in 2001, went and played some college soccer, and then came back. 2004, the year after my dad left, ironically enough, he leaves and I come back. And so, yeah, so that's where I started my career with Bullhead Fire. Now I have the privilege and the honor of serving as the fire chief. And so it's a very cool feeling to come back into the community that raised me, the department that raised me, and now walk around, you know, on a daily basis, help guide us in the next chapters. And it's humbling, it's surreal, but I couldn't ask for anything else. I'm just thoroughly enjoying the new role as your fire chief.
And when you say the future, rolling us into the future, the fire service, as I know it, as Larry knows it, as your dad knows it, has changed immensely.
Yeah, that's very true, right? And so part of that, too, is there's lots of research that's being done out there. And so that we come from a time where there was just ordinary combustibles out there, right? There was not a lot of harmful stuff in the household. And now Anything and everything burns, and it's very, very toxic. And so through a lot of UL studies and NIST studies, they're doing a lot of research in...
Who studies?
Development, NIST and UL. And so what they're doing is they're doing firefighting stuff in laboratories. And so they have these set up in the East Coast, and we learn a lot of research out of that. So the old adage of having to come in from the unburned side and some of the things that you guys remember in your fire service careers where you always had to enter the building from the unburned side, right? Because you didn't want to push the fire. Well, we found now through research, through lots and lots of research, that that's not true. That's not accurate. And so as we evolve and as technology evolves, so does the fire service. And so while we do now, we do certain things now as far as trying to cool the atmosphere immediately, right? And so we'll spray water directly into the fire occupancy in the room. And what that does, it gives us an opportunity to reset the fire and gives us a chance to get in and help save savable lives. And that's what we'll do. So the fire service is different, drastically different. We have protocols now for cancer awareness and how we can mitigate that. We have mental health and wellness, which was never a part of the fire service when my dad was there.
Right.
It was always considered one of those things where you just become a seasoned vet and
didn't
talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And we're finding that's not a good way to treat this. That's not a good way to help. We want people to serve their community here, have long-lasting careers, be healthy, but more importantly, be healthy in retirement as well, right? And so through a lot of the research and technology, and as we improve everything, as we become more aware of the cancers and some of the carcinogens that are out there that we're exposed to, the fire service as a whole just continues to develop and move as rapidly as everything else in the world today.
And I thought that was obvious when you gave me the tour of Station 7, your new fire station.
Correct.
Because of the way you built that and set it up just for what you just talked about.
Yeah, cancer mitigation in the fire service now is huge. And so we're very, very fortunate that through the bond process, when we had the bond, we're able to purchase two sets of turnouts for every one of our firefighters. Those are the clothing, the garments that we wear, you know, during a residential house fire. And we have two sets of those. So the old days, you used to bring it back to the firehouse, squirt it off with the garden hose, and hang it back on the truck for the next call for service. And now, through technology, we have a second set of turnouts, and we have specialty washers and dryers, for instance, that we call them extractors, but they remove the harmful carcinogens. They remove all of that post-fire carcinogen type of chemicals, and that ensures that we have a clean set of turnouts. So we put one set on the truck in case we have another fire immediately. We have a second set that goes through a professional cleaning service that we have. We do it here locally at every one of our firehouses. We have that technology. And a lot of that was made possible by the bond. So as you spoke earlier, the new fire stations and everything we do from here forward will have a what we call a decon corridor, and that ensures that all of the dangerous products of combustion stay in those corridors. Those areas are done on purpose. Those are done with tile floors, waterproof walls, so we can go in after the fire. But that's where all of our stuff goes. We take clean showers there, and then from there we proceed into the living quarters. So no longer do we have the fire service like when my dad got hired. You take your turnout bottoms, your bunkers, and your boots, and you'd throw them at the foot of your bed, right? And,
yeah.
And you would sleep. And that was a normal way of operating then.
And as volunteers, we carried them in our cars.
Yes, we don't allow them in cars. And so you'll see some of the vehicles we have around here. If you see pickup trucks here in town, that's also done intentionally. That keeps those garments and that gear separated from the passenger compartment. And that's done on purpose as well. As we continue to develop, there's things that my dad says, wow, yeah, I can't believe you do this, or I can't believe you do that, and we're fully automated, right? And so now, I carry a radio, but out in my staff pickup truck, I have a computer in there, and I'm directly connected to the dispatch center. I can look at call notes. I can see all the calls that are going on in the community. I can see the surrounding areas, because we're all jointly through the 911 center here that's operated by Bullhead PD. But I could go in, and I can see calls. I can see information on the locations. I have mapping. I have routing. I have hydrants overlaid in it. And it's all direct contact with the dispatch center. We can instant message back and forth, and it's live. As the caller on the other end of the 911 line is giving information, that information is coming directly through our computer screen. And so while we have paramedics that are typically in the passenger seat on our ambulance, they're able to start going through the processes of the questioning. So as the dispatch center is using the emergency medical dispatch procedure, We have a very good idea of what we're encountering prior to our arrival. There's a lot of instructions that are given at the dispatch center through technology, again, that help aid in treating the people, the callers, right, that treat them for service. And so, yeah, the computer, my dad, when he was down last week, he was just amazed to see we can go in route, we can go on scene, we can go to different locations, it can route us, it's a regular GPS built in, we see where stuff is at. So he was beyond overwhelmed, I would say, at just the magnitude of what we have technology-wise now.
Did you show him, and can you explain for our listeners, the new hydrants?
Yeah, so the new hydrants here in the city of Bullhead City, we're very, very fortunate to have a great partnership with the utilities department, the city manager, as well as Mark Clark, who is in charge of utilities specifically. They've got a fantastic plan of replacing and upgrading and putting in additional hydrants. And so the new ones you'll see around town, they might look a little funky to you because they have what we call a bonnet top, but the bonnet top is exacerbated. It's a big, tall bonnet top, 6 or 8 inches high. It looks like a little bit of a funky fire hydrant for us, but that actually takes readings, and that's done through cellular network system, and they can actually see the readings on those fire hydrants. They can see the water mains and what the pressures they have, and they can activate that, and that's how they're building a system to monitor the entire water flow within the community.
And you'll be able to see from your engine, if you're responding to a fire that has those hydrants, what the water pressure is when you go to hook up your truck.
Yeah, that's very true. We do have that ability. That's not typically something we will do, right? Typically, we will hit the closest available hydrant because right. It gives us the water supply we need. And we're very, very fortunate that the city of Bullhead City has invested so much money into that water main utilities. And as we go through here, we'll go through and we'll talk about some of the things we have going with the ISO. Our ISO rating currently is a 2.
ISO means?
It's the insurance office, right? It's done through your insurance agency, and the higher rated your fire department is, so we're currently a class 2 out of 10, and we're looking to achieve a class 1, which gives us the best opportunity. It proves to the community that we do what we say we do, and we have it validated through their services, and we're in the middle of that renew right now.
Because they come in and evaluate you.
Absolutely. Evaluate everything we do as an organization, from policies and procedures to the number of folks we have on the floor to the call volume we run to the apparatus and the equipment we have. And for years, the biggest struggle for us was water supply, because water supply is a big part of that evaluation, which most municipalities own the water department, and it's very easy to gather that information. And so with the new partnership with Bullhead City taking over the fire hydrants and the water here, we've been able to go through with their upgrades, the new wells, the new fire hydrants, and the new distribution network that they have put in. We believe that we will have enough acquired points in that ISO rating to achieve a class 1.
And that means we have a lower rate as the citizens.
If your insurance carrier chooses to follow that, yes.
Okay. I got a text question that says, what kind of backlash are you getting regarding the new 10% increase for property tax?
So I don't know that I've had any backlash because it's only 9.69%, not quite 10%.
Okay.
Which equated to 31 cents. That's the largest we've gone up since 2017. But I will tell you that allowed us to hire 9 additional employees. And as of tomorrow, which is one day prior to my deadline as the fire chief, we will open Laughlin Ranch Fire Station there on Laughlin Ranch Boulevard with a ladder truck and an ambulance at that firehouse.
Which will be 4 individuals?
That'll be 3 individuals at that firehouse.
Okay.
And so we only hired 9. That was 3 additional per shift, which gave us an opportunity to hire that. So I'll have a captain, an engineer, and a firefighter, one of those 3 being a paramedic,
right,
and will service that whole Parkway Corridor area now with an additional engine company and an additional rescue, and provide that Parkway Corridor where our community is growing out to the east. We will provide that first fire station we've had put in operation in 25 years.
Which, when you became chief 6 months ago, it only had
Attention high school juniors. Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Life doesn't pause, and neither should your internet. With 100% fiber from TWN, you receive fast, reliable service and unlimited data. Whether it's streaming, working, or gaming, stay online without interruptions. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave and live life uninterrupted. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWN.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Get ready for a taste of the Old West. Join your friends in Chloride on Saturday, October 4th, starting at 9 a.m. for the 49th Annual Old Miners Day Celebration. Bring the whole family for a day packed with fun. Enjoy bake sales, thrilling gunfight reenactments, a lively parade, raffle prizes, and a town filled with unique merchants. Step back in time and honor Chloride's mining heritage in Arizona's oldest silver mining town off the Serbat Mountains. Don't miss out. Mark your calendar for October 4th, Old Miners Day in Chloride.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Ready, set, Ford. Hey, it's Robert, and it's time to rev up your engines at Bradley Ford. Whether you're looking for an F-150, Bronco, or Mustang, we've got you covered at a dollar over invoice. Take advantage of our low financing rates, special lease deals, and trade-in bonuses that will make you say, ready, set, Ford. Come see us in person or visit us at BradleyFord.com.
The dollar over invoice excludes Raptor models and Super Duties.
Bradley Ford.
John and Olivia McCormick presents the 37th Annual Chip In for Kids Golf Tournament, benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. Saturday, October 4th at El Rio Golf Course. $125 per player, three-person scramble, two flights for handicaps and non-handicaps. Your entry fee includes golf, range balls, lunch, cash prizes, and a shot at winning a $40,000 vehicle from Finley Chevrolet of Bullhead City. Spots fill fast. Call Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182 to sign up today.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs help only blood can provide. That help depends on volunteer blood donors. When you take an hour and donate blood with nonprofit Vitalant, you can help save more than one life. Recent donor eligibility updates now allow even more people to roll up a sleeve and give. Learn more and make your appointment at Vitalant.org. Because of you, life doesn't stop.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HT2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Needles, and K294 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
I've heard people say that.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullet City studio. And if you want to text a question, feel free. 928-727-5566. Or if you want to call with a question, 234-343-1065. Our guest is the fire chief of Bullhead City, Justin Flummer. Last Tuesday, we had the fire safety trainer at the Kiwanis meeting, and we were told it was the first time it had been out. It's this. And, man, what a trailer. We walked through that. I mean, that takes the old trailer and multiplies it by like 50.
Yes. Yes, it does. We were very fortunate through the Mojave County Board of Supervisors when Hildy was our supervisor here. She helped with fund that between us and them. And we're super fortunate to have community involvement. So, yeah, this is a fire safety trailer. It's designed to have school children go through it, school-aged. And so this will replace a trailer that was purchased in 1993,
I remember,
according to the references I had to reach out to, because I was a great student. I went through that trailer myself. And so, yeah, we're very, very fortunate that we have that. You guys were the first ones to see it. We had some of the local dignitaries come through and look at it prior to that, but it'll be set up for the fire safety fair this week, you know, this October, this year, so we'll get to those dates. But, yeah, it's a new technology. It's a new age out there where it's digital, it's electronic, and so we'll have that fire safety trailer out there for our annual fire safety event, which is October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Right.
And so please bring down your friends, your family, and enjoy a good time there. And so this year's theme is Charge Into Fire Safety, the lithium ion batteries in your home. And so I believe that that is a very valid point this time as we go through this new technology. We're finding a lot of this lithium ion batteries are causing us problems out there. And
you realize how many we have, you know. I mean, our cell phones, our Apple Watches,
yes,
our computers, all these things that are plugged in. And if you leave something plugged in for a long period of time, that battery can cause a problem.
Yeah, we have a thermal runaway there. And so please come by the event. Again, it's at the Field House, October 11th, 9 a.m. to noon. And we'll have flyers and handouts and things that you can take back to your home and give yourself like a kind of like a safety evaluation in your own home. And some of it, like you said, you just don't even think about what you have in the household anymore.
Right.
But the lithium ions are everywhere in everything we use. And yeah. So it's a major concern for us.
Yes. And if you happen to be an individual that has wireless cameras, they're run on batteries too then.
Yes.
So you got a lot going around. So that fair is coming up, and it's free. And, of course, you can see the fire.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Tired of laggy video calls, drop connections, or streaming that stalls right at the good part? Say goodbye to slow, unreliable internet and say hello to TWN's 100% fiber that delivers the speed and reliability you need, plus unlimited data and affordable plans. From workdays to weekends, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. 888-227-2095.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. On Saturday, October 4th, it's Needles' semi-annual household hazardous waste collection event. Unload it from 7 to 11 a.m. at Needles City Yard on Robuffa Street. Used oil, computer monitors, TVs, printers, paint products, and more will be accepted. Call the San Bernardino County Fire Protection District to find out more. On Saturday, October 11th, Bullhead Community Park is the place for pet lovers. A pet resource fair and adoption event starts at 10 a.m., where dogs will be on site and available for adoption. Or check out the pet photo booth and lots more. More details online at WeCareForAnimalsAZ.org. Match up against the best cornhole players in the tri-state at the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament and make some cash money too. Saturday, October 25th at Centennial Park. More details on the recreation page at kingman.gov.
Required, which we're very good at. We've got several of these that we do, and so when we do that, we get all that stuff in there, all of the medications, all of the durable supplies, all of the radios and components in it, and then we call the state, and the state actually sends a representative down from the Department of Health Services, and they do an annual inspection, and we're required annually to have them inspected to ensure that we're meeting all of the compliances that the state Department of Health Services set forth.
So it's not as if you just buy an ambulance and put it in service. You have to meet the standards of the state.
That's correct. You have to meet the standards, but you also don't have the ability, right? So somebody wouldn't just have the ability to go buy one and decide they're going to start their own ambulance service here. So we have a certificate of necessity, which would require someone else to go out there and apply for it and go through that process. So we're very, very fortunate, the ambulance service we run here, that we control that. We control where it goes and who we get and how many we have. And so we're very fortunate to have that built in to our daily operation.
All right. 33 pass. Let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Call them at 928-763-1404. And Mojave Mortgage, are you looking to borrow some money? Want the number of the guy with the key to the vault? Call Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Ready, set, Ford. Hey, it's Robert, and it's time to rev up your engines at Bradley Ford. Whether you're looking for an F-150, Bronco, or Mustang, we've got you covered at a dollar over invoice. Take advantage of our low financing rates, special lease deals, and trade-in bonuses that will make you say, ready, set, Ford. Come see us in person or visit us at BradleyFord.com.
The dollar over invoice excludes Raptor models and Super Duties.
Bradley Ford.
John and Olivia McCormick present the 37th Annual Chip In for Kids Golf Tournament, benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. Saturday, October 4th at El Rio Golf Course. $125 per player, three-person scramble, two flights for handicaps and non-handicaps. Your entry fee includes golf, range balls, lunch, cash prizes, and a shot at winning a $40,000 vehicle from Finley Chevrolet of Bullhead City. Spots fill fast. Call Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182 to sign up today.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs help only blood can provide. That help depends on volunteer blood donors. When you take an hour and donate blood with nonprofit Vitalant, you can help save more than one life. Recent donor eligibility updates now allow even more people to roll up a sleeve and give. Learn more and make your appointment at Vitalant.org. Because of you, life doesn't stop.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and K294CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
That's a slow start. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, 37 after the hour. I'm Larry Tuenfors, and my guest is Justin Flummer, the fire chief in Bullhead City. And you mentioned earlier the pinning ceremony you had last week, but that was huge.
Yeah, so the pinning ceremony, so a lot of that is in regards to opening a new firehouse, so we had to hire staff for that. So we did. We had a fantastic pinning. It's the largest one in Bullhead Fire's history. And we pinned a new battalion chief. We pinned five new captains, seven new engineers, and we have 13 new firefighters that have come to work for us and joined the family with just a few more holes to fill. So we're still out. We've got a couple of firefighter paramedics that are interested in coming over and going through our hiring process. So, but it was just a fantastic day. We had a large group, everyone's families, friends, the entire city council chambers were packed.
Yes.
And so it was just an awesome moment for us organizationally and to have our members promoted and then acknowledge the new members that had come to work for us.
The last two fire chiefs were there?
They were, yeah. The last two fire chiefs were there. So shows great support, shows great engagement. That's part of my new tenure here is I've been trying to re-engage the family and try and re-engage the retirees. So I have a whole email group. We definitely reach out. There's a lot of them you don't realize you work in this fire service for so many years, and then all of a sudden you're out, right? And this is what you've done for 10 days out of the month, and you live with these men and women, and you build extremely close friendship bonds, and then once you retire, you're kind of out of the loop. And so we're trying to bridge that gap. And a lot of these individuals, the captains, the engineers that were pinned this last month, that's a lot of hard work that the retirees had put in while these people were new in their fire department careers. And so to open that up and give back is just something that is it's been an awesome thing. It's been awesome to see that, and we're having more and more engagement. And so
I can remember our first three battalion chiefs.
Yeah, so those again are before my time there, but definitely around and involved in that. And so as we go through here, if some of you listeners out there were kind of curious, we were established in 1947 as the fire district. I have six active fire stations, but if you notice from our conversations, we're opening Fire Station 7, which causes some confusion out there.
Explain
and
that.
And so we do know how to count. So the history behind that is from 1991 to 1996, Bullhead Fire ran the airport. And so we had two personnel there at the airport that were aircraft rescue firefighting certified. And so for that five-year stretch, Bullhead Fire operated Station 4 out of the airport. In 96, the airport authority had made the decision to take over those ARF services themselves. And so what we've done is we moved on. We built Station 5 in 97, and then Station 6 around 2000, and then now 2025 we're opening Station 7. So Station 4 for us is no longer staffed and operated by us. The Airport Authority has their own fire department that runs that, but we've kept that in the sequence as a placeholder in case there's ever a time in the future where that discussion would come up again. It would be logical for then to just put that in. So we do have six active fire stations, but the latest one we call 7, and that's the reasoning behind it.
You mentioned earlier that you, with the bond, you purchased two sets of turnouts for everybody. And we talked about the days as a volunteer firefighter, I threw mine in my trunk. Sometimes if my trunk was full, they went in the back seat. And of course, like you mentioned that, we've always had our turnouts in the fire trucks. You would jump in and you could put them on while you're going to a call. You don't do that anymore.
Sort of. So there's an idea out there that other agencies follow that's called the clean cab theory. And that theory is those turnouts are in the side compartment. And so the way that looks is upon arrival of your house fire, the firefighters, if you live in an agency's first due area, like there's a neighboring fire department that does that. They've removed their turnouts completely from the fire truck's cab. So when they arrive on scene to a working house fire, they actually have to stand there and get dressed.
Ooh.
And so while that is a differing of opinions, I have what we call a modifying clean cab, and I don't put dirty turnouts back in the cab.
Right.
So anything that goes into the cab of our fire trucks is clean and washed and done appropriately to mitigate any of the cancer risks. And therefore, we do it more of the traditional way where prior to leaving the fire station, we get fully dressed and seat belted in. And then when we arrive at the location of the incident, we're ready to go
to
work.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the time frame is the same. Whether we get dressed in that 80 seconds, which is the NFPA standard, 80 seconds to be fully turned out and on the fire truck in a response, or you use that 80 seconds in front of the building. It's just a matter of opinion. It's a matter of a chief's perspective, an organization's perspective, and that is the difference between the two. So we run a modified clean cab. We don't put anything dirty like we used to, right? We used to come back to the firehouse, spray it off with a garden hose, and hang it out to dry.
What about the helmets? You don't throw that in the washer.
Well, we do. We wash those with a special chemical and formula, and actually our support services individual is looking at purchasing one of those. There's specialty equipment now that we can actually put an air pack and a helmet in that does it. It's basically like a modified wash bin and a washing machine.
Wow.
They're very pricey. They're about $37,000 a piece.
Ouch.
And so, obviously, with that, we will only own one of those, and then we will have that firehouse rotate through. But that'll be a future purchase. That goes through our capital fund, and that goes through the purchasing and the procurement process, and we evaluate every year at come budget time what we need, what we want, right? Just like anybody else's household, there's wants and needs, and we have to prioritize. And make those work. And so, but that's also another technology piece that wasn't out there before, right? And so we used to just scrub them down, soap and water, and put them back on. And so
mine hangs in my garage, and I happened to look at it yesterday, and the shield, you can't, because now it's been hanging for several years, so it's got dirt on the shield, but I'm looking at it like, you know, that used to be a trophy for guys, how bad their helmet looked.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. That was a badge of honor to have the filthiest, dirtiest, nastiest piece of equipment you could have and still get by. That motto has changed completely. There is no such thing as a well-seasoned helmet. We have clean helmets. We don't have them perfect, right? Obviously, some of that material stays behind, so we're very cautious about what we do and how we handle those. You'll notice now that in your time, we used to put on what people affectionately deemed as hero pants, right? Those were your turnout bottoms, and we'd run EMS calls, and we'd stomp all over Mrs. Smith's house in our filthy, nasty, disgusting turnouts. And we don't allow that anymore, right? That's not fair to the public. It's not fair to the customer for us to bring in a set of turnouts and a pair of boots and stomp all over their floor and their home and expose them to the carcinogens that we may have had before. So you'll notice that also has changed, right? We don't allow that any longer.
What's a set of turnouts run?
So right now, for each one of these firefighters to fully equip them, we're upwards of about $15,000 to put a firefighter together in the ensemble now. And so it's very, very expensive. It's a necessity, and I truly support the two turnouts and ensuring that we have the health and longevity of our folks. But yeah, you're anywhere between $15,000 to $18,000 per firefighter to be outfitted in a capacity that's safe for them to operate in that IDLH environment.
When you became chief, 6 months?
Roughly 6 months, yes.
When you became chief, were you starting to get wish lists from, you have three assistants, from assistant chiefs and captains, and Justin, now that you're chief, we need to get this?
Yeah, so I would say my predecessor did a very good job. We had a very good flow for what we needed, what we wanted, right? And certain things you're required to have, and so those go to the top of the list. Much like anybody, even at my house today, right? We have wants, needs, desires, and so while yes, I would love to put a $37,000 helmet cleaning machine at each one of my fire stations, logistically, that's just not going to work out for us, right?
Right.
Especially when you start adding other things into the mix. We're putting another fire truck into service. We're putting another ambulance into service, right? And we're very fortunate that we had some reserve capacity with the future in mind. And so we don't have to buy a new ambulance. We don't have to buy a new fire engine to put at this new firehouse. And so that is also kudos to those that came before me to put us in a position now, right? If we go back through the history of the Laughlin Ranch Fire Station, it was purchased in 2010.
I remember.
By Rick Southey, right?
Yeah.
It was built in 2023, 24 by Pat Moore, that current fire chief. And now I am coming along and I'm staffing the fire station. And so you'll see that in the fire service, it's a multitude of years. None of it is done overnight. And it's all statistically driven. So when we talk about call statistics, I'll give you some numbers here comparative to what you used to run
Please
in
do.
Your day. Call volume year to date, as of this morning, right before I came into this office here, 9,373 calls for service. That's 272 days into our 365-day cycle. So that 9,373 calls breaks down to an average of 34.46 calls per day
in this community. In a 24-hour period of
in
time.
In a 24-hour period, 34.46 per day. Yep, we're on pace to go a little over 12,500 calls for service.
And Station 1 is still your busiest station?
Station 1 is, yeah. I have that document here. Let me pull that up here.
Justin comes with a file full of numbers.
Fire Station 1, to date right now, has run over 4,000 calls for service.
Wow.
Yep, so they're over 4,000 out of Fire Station 1 on Hancock. Station 2 over here, 1230 Highway 95, the beautifully remodeled station there, another bond project we're super thankful of, right across from the new water park there for the children. They're going to run at 1796. Station 3 on McCormick has run 762. Station 5 over on Arroyo Vista Drive in the parkway, you see us there on the side of the parkway as you're coming down the hill. They've run 1,893 calls for service. Station 6 on Clearwater is 1,600. And then our fire station 7 is 321 to date. So as you can see, we are busy.
Yes. A lot more than we used to.
Absolutely.
How are your engines? Are you in good shape for trucks?
Yeah, so we were very fortunate. Yeah, we were very fortunate through the bond process, right? We purchased five brand-new engines right around 2020, right around the COVID market. We purchased five brand-new ones. We affectionately call them sisters. They're set up exactly the same. So every tool, every piece of equipment, the seat configuration, the way they drive, the way they operate, the way they pump, the way the hose is laid out on them, they're exact replicas.
Okay.
And so they're sisters. And that goes along firefighter safety. As I have different people drive this apparatus, it doesn't matter where they're at in the city, they're driving the exact same thing, same turning radius, same braking radius, or braking distance, all of that. And so when we talk about technology and having firefighter safety as a forefront there, that's what we've done. That's why we set that up. Doesn't matter what house you're at, doesn't matter what truck's on scene, you as the firefighter know exactly where to go and what to get. And so we were very fortunate that we bought those, which fire trucks have gone drastically insanely expensive.
Yes.
So our fire trucks, I was a part of the committee, I led that group. When we went back, $535,000 is what we paid per truck. And so we were very fortunate through the bond process we were able to purchase five. We had an aging fleet that was part of the bond,
right.
And super fortunate that we received that funding. But that truck today, we just had a neighboring agency in Apache Junction that ordered our exact truck. They ordered it from the manufacturer in Florida. They paid just a few dollars over $1 million.
Almost twice.
Almost twice.
Wow.
Yep. And
holy Toledo.
And we received ours in 360 days from the date we gave a check to the date they were here in Bullhead City. 360 days. I'm not real good at math conversions here, but that wait time now is 37 months. They're twice
as
expensive.
2.5 years.
They're twice as expensive, and they're 37 months, 37 to 38 lead time right now.
Yeah.
So even if you order one today, you don't see it for two or three fiscal cycles.
So you're looking at that.
We already are looking at that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we don't have the ability to buy them all. But when we received the bond money, we set up a bond oversight committee. We went through exhaustive details in a capital replacement plan. And so every year I put money away. We have it strategically planned out to start buying replacement apparatus. We have a fund that we hold at the county treasurer's office. We allocate money to that every year.
We used to call that a sinking fund.
It's a sinking fund. We call it a capital replacement fund.
Okay.
Same thing, just a play on words. But yeah, so that's part of the tax rate. So we have all of that built in as well to ensure that we never have to go back out to the community and ask for another bond. We'll ensure we're fiscally responsible with the funding we get now. But yeah, you can see where, unfortunately, at times the fire district has to really take a look and ensure that we're saving and we're doing things appropriately, because that's, I mean, we just gave you the numbers. That's 34 calls for service a day.
Wow. Shop far ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a ton of planning and forethought that goes into running a fire service of 2025.
Right. All right, let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Yeah. We're on TWN right now in Bullhead City. That's how we get you the program. You can be on it too. Call 928-444-8232 and sign up now. We're also brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. Yeah. Check out their new pot roast breakfast and skillet. And then there's also a new trio breakfast that starts at only $5.99. How hungry are you? Because you can add more to it and pig out if you want. All right, we're going to come right back with Justin Flummer.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road, now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Tired of laggy video calls, drop connections, or streaming that stalls right at the good part? Say goodbye to slow, unreliable internet and say hello to TWN's 100% fiber that delivers the speed and reliability you need, plus unlimited data and affordable plans. From workdays to weekends, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. 888-227-2095.
This is
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. On Saturday, October 4th, it's Needles' semi-annual household hazardous waste collection event. Unload it from 7 to 11 a.m. at Needles City Yard on Robuffa Street. Used oil, computer monitors, TVs, printers, paint products, and more will be accepted. Call the San Bernardino County Fire Protection District to find out more. On Saturday, October 11th, Bullhead Community Park is the place for pet lovers. A pet resource fair and adoption event starts at 10 a.m., where dogs will be on site and available for adoption. Or check out the pet photo booth and lots more. More details online at WeCareForAnimalsAZ.org. Match up against the best cornhole players in the tri-state at the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament and make some cash money too. Saturday, October 25th at Centennial Park. More details on the recreation page at kingman.gov.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Live from our Bullhead City studio with assistant chief, with the fire chief, Justin Flummer for Bullhead City Fire. And you want to go through some events, but also you want to talk a little bit about the toy program.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are in our events here. So let's just remind everybody, Saturday, October 11th is the annual fire safety fair. It's from 9 a.m. to noon on October 11th, Anderson Auto Field Group or Field House. So we'll have that. We'll have several booths and stuff set up there. First annual this year for all you golfers out there. This is the first annual Firefighter Charities. We have a firefighter charity group here with Bullhead City Fire Department, and it's their first annual golf tournament, Sunday, October 26th, 2025 at Laughlin Ranch. It's a four-person scramble, $125 per person with lunch included. Prizes for first, second, third place, and we're also giving a prize for the last place team. Hole-in-one contest, long drive, closest to the pin, etc., just like all of the standard golf tournaments. But if you're interested, again, that's the first annual Firefighter Charities Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 26th, Laughlin Ranch Clubhouse. Sign-ups are available through the Laughlin Ranch Clubhouse there. You can give them a call at 928-754-1243. And lastly, we'll finish off with a holiday toy drive. Here it is again, right in front of us. Captain Jeff Jackson has already been out there. His event is always in the forefront. He does all of the PR and campaign stuff, and I typically, with his son, will do the warehouse stuff. Established in 1983, we're a 501c3. Last year, we did reach about 2,500 children throughout the tri-state area. So those of you out there that are listening, the sign-ups specifically for the city of Bullhead City here will be done through our Bullhead City School District, either the school district or MALC. And right. So you will receive that flyer if your child or your grandchild is eligible. They'll receive that information from the schools. If they're not, we'll have in-person sign-ups. We'll post those dates here in the near future for any children that are homeschooled or maybe not of school age
preschool.
Yet. Yep, preschool, not of school age yet. But the best way to stay informed in all of...
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.